It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 874.
What is happening, Gronks? What's going on? How are we?
I'm fired up this morning. I was watching a YouTuber do a what I spend in a week, which is always interesting.
How much?
They were spending over $3,000 a week on stuff. But included like their rent. They were, I mean, they are sort of, I feel like it's a very sort of vulnerable position to put yourself in. How do you think you would go if we got to see all of your purchases? What what would we be disgusted in, and what would we, what would you be flexing, both saving money and also spending?
I think it'd be the most boring YouTube video in existence. Getting another coffee. Just like buying Bodie a little bakery treat. Mm-hmm. I buy fuck all. And so it would be, unless you caught me on a week, if anything, you'd be disgusted by the occasional free thing that we get sent.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Putrid, you don't deserve that.
Well, I decided to make coffee after he was doing it. He was in the cold brew stuff. He actually got a... Because he would spend like $1.50 or $2 something on his breakfast, because he would just make it at home. Yeah, because he would just make it at home, right? Yeah. So he was putting all those things. I was like, it got me thinking around this whole making stuff at home again, which I've spoken about in depth. So we won't go into it too much. But he had a cold brew machine.
Yeah.
So it comes in a big sort of canister-y thing. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
And gets delivered, and he's got cold brew on tap.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is the hipster movement, and then accompanying the cold press or the brewed coffee is the smooth as butter 50 frames per second video that you make to look like Matt Diavella's YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking this morning, literally, I made a coffee. It's just a dirty little percolator. A French press, sorry.
The same brand that Dill?
Yeah, the Thumb Destroyer, I call it.
Yeah, great.
This is the Thumb Destroyer. I made that, but I was thinking about, where are the videos that are giving props to instant coffee? Like, you're just like everyone else if you're making a video about doing your cold brew or your pour over coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Why not do it... in cinematic look.
Yeah. Why no Coke Zero pours?
Exactly. What could you take? This is a fun thing to do. Take like the classic trends that are on YouTube, or like that is it, that's a trend, like what did I spend in a week, or here's my, food that I ate in a day, or, and then you just do the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just do the version that isn't as good. I mean, that's thinking outside the box, mate, if I've ever thought outside the box.
I like it. What are you going to do? I loved the Ushies video that you made with Bodie.
Oh, yeah. Mate, let me just quick update on that. I've put a post on Instagram, our stories. I went and got a coffee this morning, and I whispered in Bodie's ear, "Bodie, do you want to come to the coffee shop to see George?"
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't wake up, and I was like, mate, that's a sign. He's tired. So I left him. I went, and 2-for-1. I got a coffee cup with my coffee in it, and then I got a whole large coffee cup with a whole bunch of Ushies in it. And
the amount of Ushies that you're collecting, it reminds me of when I was a kid, the one thing was the bones that I got into.
Knuckle bones?
Yeah.
Things, yeah.
But which we've spoken about as well. But so are you collecting certain ones? Like, is he put, because I saw that he was getting sort of the chick from Frozen or Darth Vader. Like, what's
he's
the
got,
deal?
Yeah, he's got a bunch of ones that people don't have. So, Gronk Stusso, who listens to the show, he sent me a photo of his son's list, and you see all the ones ticked off that his son has, and he's like, "Dude, you got any of these ones that he doesn't have?"
Mm-hmm.
I've got 10 that he doesn't.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
I've got 10. Like, I started feeling the power. I'm like, I could start making money here, boys. Bodie, we could
get some money. And so, it was Yaz, she sent a bunch.
Yep.
Tim send a bunch as well in the PO box?
Tim.
So, thank you. And I noticed that when I went, so we met up, because I've got the key to the PO box. because this started as like my personal PO box. It's like, oh, you can use it for work stuff.
Let's get it paid by the business, and I'll get a key as well.
I think I paid for December's one. Let's this December, once we get to it, let's reevaluate it into a.
Yeah.
Can Bree still needs to be able to get her personal mail though? She'll be spewing.
It's actually a family. It's a family mail. It's the Jackets, the Jansons, and the BMCs.
Exactly. but I have the key. And so we met on, I think it was Sunday, was it, or Saturday? Can't remember. It was on the weekend.
Sunday, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and met you, opened the PO box, and there were those two packages, but there was also another one which, if it can't fit within the PO box, they write 400 on it, which is our PO box number, and you have to go in. And because the weekends at the moment, Saturday or Sunday, like normally Sunday, the post office is closed anyway. Yeah. But Saturday, normally, there's a time where it's open. It has been closed. So today I'll go, and it could be a massive ushies. Like, this could be something massive. It could. It might not be, but I'm just putting it out there.
Okay. No, I'm pumped. Mm-hmm. It's there's nothing like receiving presents that... I mean, anything Bodhi gets, I feel like I'm getting it, to be honest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy with that.
Yeah, it's a fun. You should go on Instagram if you haven't already and watch the video. It's a joyful, joyous sort of experience watching Bodhi have so much fun.
I mean, there's something in seeing just a kid who's happy and not sort of weighed down by the bullshit of life.
Yeah,
that we all are. Speaking of weighed down by the bullshit, I mean that's just mental health. As you get older, that's what you're calling the bullshit. Since our walking has started, I feel like I've been putting in some steps, not much, 10,000 a day, but we're doing a walking challenge for October. Definitely, you feel better mentally.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, what this challenge is for, is to put a focus on your mental health. But it's a classic, like, holy shit, I didn't realize that if I just cut my carbs a little bit, I'd feel better.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we all know this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that just putting in some steps or just moving your body completely changes your state.
Definitely.
And so it's like humans are very dumb, but they're also very smart. So you've got the smart, you know, you got people working out how to get to Mars right now.
I'm just being quiet because I feel like this could be a quote for Instagram. Keep going.
People are working out how to get to Mars, but then you've also got those same people probably struggling with mundane, silly things in their world. Like, fucking burnt me toast. This is, you know, ruin my day.
Sure.
Ruin my day. And so, it is like, something really fascinating is the sort of the defects in our operating system as humans. One of those is the ability to feel for... So, for example, think about like a lost little boy or girl in the woods, you know, just like lost her parents and
they're wearing a hoodie,
starving, hasn't had water and won't get found, you know, really, really sad. Anyway, my example being that you feel when it's one individual, you can feel a lot of empathy and like sadness for one individual. But then when you take that same thinking and apply it to thousands of children in Africa who are starving, it's harder.
We've got more empathy for Scottie Pippen not getting paid what he's worth than we do for all the starving kids in the world.
Yeah. And so, but even if you just take it to the example of
poor Pippen, like, by the way,
poor, you know, someone who doesn't have food and starving and really sad, one individual versus thousands that it's happening to in one moment, we struggle to apply the same level of feeling to the thousands.
Is that why social media fucks with us? Because we're seeing everyone as like these sort of like is a big group, and so we don't have the same sort of empathy when you sort of can group people and you're not seeing those individual faces.
Yeah.
You're not necessarily having the same sort of empathy.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's probably definitely, but Sam Harris, Meditation Man. That's his new name, Sam Harris, Meditation Man, also neuroscientist. and author, best-selling author. He was just talking about that sort of being a flaw in our brains as humans, mm-hmm. like in our operating system, where we can't feel for those larger groups. Like, I'm sure if you really dived into it, but even when you do think about it, it's like, yeah. But then you get sucked in by a story of one individual and it really rattles you.
I don't know if sucked thing. In is the right word, but yeah, I fucking sucked in. They bloody got me. They got me on the fucking starving bit. Sucked in, mate.
Emotionally got me.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But it really just takes you away. So, I mean, that's what the connection I'm drawing is like the default there and the default in. Mm-hmm. We know what we need to do a lot of the time, but we just do not do what we need to do.
And I think like on the people starving, homelessness, all that sort of thing, there is an element that I definitely, you know, like it's that thing of the feeling that you get, like the feeling that you get when you're passing a homeless person. Whereas isn't it interesting how like you have this sort of reaction and you don't like the reaction, like you're like, oh, this is like, I don't like what's happening. But there's also this sense of like, I don't actually know what I can do. And clearly the things that have come, you know, previously in regards to how we fix these issues, we still have these massive homelessness issues. And so you sort of feel a little bit helpless.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is the stuff we're navigating as adults that I guess Bodhi probably isn't experiencing as a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, it's much more simplified. But still with the struggle, like still you see emotionally a 3-year-old is through a day riding the emotions like an adult does.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it is bizarre, the human experience.
I think that you also realize as your parents get older how much they're just like kids. I had dad last weekend.
He dropped his dummy, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Put it back in his mouth. I got a call from missed call from him a week ago on the weekend. He said, "Lynn's email password, like we're trying to get into her emails on her laptop. Her password's not working," and it is infuriating because they've lost their passwords 3 or 4 times, and I end up. I don't mind spending the time trying to get it sorted. It's this is so avoidable. You just need to, like, let's get this sorted. And so anyway, he said, I'm trying to use the password that I've written down for Lynn. It's not working. I then had to go and work out, okay. So I basically have set up an email system for the family, which I did 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So when they're moving from like the at Big Pond email or at TPG or whatever it was, I was like, guys, get rid of that. Start just using. And so they've got a domain name, their own email address, all that sort of thing. And I set it up on an email system. It works really well. But the one thing is you have to remember your password. That's the one element. And so when he said I can't get into it, I was like, okay. So I went on to the admin side of things and I had two choices. I could just reset mum's password, send it back, and there's no real lesson learned. The same thing happens over and over again. Or the other thing I could do is through Big Media Company, we pay for security, we pay for a password manager where we store all of our passwords. That password manager has a family option where if you have the company account, any of your family members, you can create a vault for them and they can set up and put all their passwords there. And so what I decided to do was I said, okay, Dad, you need to, I've just invited you to a password manager. You need to install this app. I did these screen shares. So it's like, me at the bottom corner going, hey, this is how you set up this is how you want to generate a new password. And I also set up 2-factor authentication. For people who don't know, how would you describe 2-factor authentication to you?
Well, you've got to put in, you got to put in your password, but it also asks you for a unique code that is generated every 15 seconds in an app or through a password manager.
Yeah.
That then you put in that, and so it's pretty much the safest way to verify that it is you.
And so the good thing about having two-factor is it means that some gronk can be in another part of the world. They can try and access your account, but unless they have your device with the password manager, they're not going to be able to generate the key that's required because this key is constantly changing. Some banks and stuff, like in back in the day, they would actually send out, they don't do it as much anymore, but they would send out physical key rings. And on Westpac, the key ring, it would have its own password and you could use that. Anyway, so what I decided, I'm like, okay, we're going to go hard or go home. So I'm going to turn on to require two-factor authentication on all family account, like on all the email accounts, right?
Is that at every sign-in?
Well, so this is the thing. Yes, but you should only sign if you're using an email client. Set it up and then you're good to go. So if you're using Apple Mail or Gmail on your phone, whatever it is, you do it once and that's it.
Yeah.
And so that was the tipping point in regards from a crisis perspective from Dad's side, because he lasted. I said, okay, I've done this. I've sent you the instructions. They're not going to be, so they got logged out of all of their email accounts. And so it's like they're in an escape room. They have to be able to access their email accounts. They need to, one, generate a password through the password manager, and two, set up two-factor authentication. I recorded videos explaining the whole thing. So it's not back and forth. Like if I was there, if I could go over there, I'd just sit there and set it all up but we don't have that ability at the moment. So anyway, I was surprised. It lasted a whole week before he actually, the crisis call yesterday.
So he wasn't on his email for a week?
Yeah, he wasn't on his email for a week. And he said, I was telling you, when I messaged him all of the screen recordings, so I made it very clear, I'm like, hey, here's the screen recordings, and I said to him, get it sorted. And he said, no. Let's have a look what he said.
My God, he sounds like you.
Yeah, exactly. He I'm trying to find the message. He basically, I asked him how he went. Oh, yeah. I went for a walk, was doing my head in. So he wasn't set up. And anyway, so I spent 45 minutes yesterday trying to navigate what he'd already done and trying to undo that work. And the thing is, you have to scan QR codes with the password, to be able to set up the password manager. Like, you wouldn't believe. And so I've got him, he's got his iPhone, his iPad, he's FaceTiming me on his iPhone, pointing it to the iPad, but he didn't think that he could flip the camera around. So he doesn't know what he's showing me. I'm like, I can't see anything. I'm like, can you just flip around the camera? And so he's flipping around the camera, doing all that sort of stuff. Like the sort of shit that you end up dealing with when you're trying to remotely explain and troubleshoot for your parents is like, I was saying, okay, scan in the QR code, right? He's scanning. He's like, it's not working. It was a wrong QR. Like he'd found another QR code somewhere. It wasn't
resourceful.
Yeah. And the other thing, I know, it's amazing. And then the other thing too is it's like, I'm sure it was probably for like Macca's Monopoly. He's just fucking found another QR code. But the frustration of trying to FaceTime someone on the device that they're trying to use.
Oh, no, yeah.
Because he's saying, oh, can you see this? I'm like, I can't see anything on your iPhone that you're FaceTiming me with. And so he was pointing the iPad and then it comes out. But why I think that parents can be like little kids is because there's little lies. Because like he said, these little lies. I'll give you an example. We, setting up on the iPad. He goes, yeah, I've got it up and running on the iPhone. It's just the iPad. It's not working. I go, okay. And so I said, okay, do all this stuff. Final bit on the iPhone. Just go to your vault on the iPhone. I just want to enable one thing. He goes, okay. Just going through here. He's like, okay, what do you want me to type in? I just said, you know, password vault. He's like, it's not there. I'm like, have you installed the password manager on your phone? He's like, actually, no, I haven't. And so we ended up having to redo all of this work. But it just reminded me of, he was frustrated at himself. The thing was that I was annoyed at myself that I didn't come with it from like a real chirpy, like, let's do it. But there was just something, I think it was like his rage about just not fucking working that then creates an energy.
It is tough. It is tough. Imagine, you know, let's take a moment for all the remote technicians out there in big companies that have, you know, staff maybe a little older that are working from home. It's tough to troubleshoot.
That's a hard problem. Like how, that's where I went. How is he doing his job? How is he able to, like, if this is the issue I'm having, what's the IT department saying?
Mate, IT department, it is tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's real tough. Maybe they're just remote accessing, but then that still requires something at your end, like being able to remote access a computer so then you could actually just make all the changes.
Well, the problem is that I want to enable him with everything that he needs to know to actually understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And so the thing with a password manager, especially two-factor authentication, is it's like you sort of need to understand what's happening. Otherwise, it just becomes... And so the thing is that the other thing he did was I said, set up two-factor authentication through the app. And he just set it up so that he would get a text message. Now, for most people, this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah.
The thing is, I know... So, my brother lives in North Carolina. I know for a fact that whenever Dad goes overseas next, he'll be calling me saying, I can't get in. And so, the problem with using your local phone number is if you're traveling, you can't get your two-factor unless you've got your Australian SIM in remote.
That's a good point. But, just made me think I better change my two factors from my mobile number.
No, don't do the mobile number.
But in saying that, we're probably not going anywhere for quite some
time. But it's just good to set it up, right? You know?
No, definitely.
There is something nice about like...
What is the version that you will experience, if you just think hard, as an adult, that the younger generation will look at you and be like, this guy, no clue.
Yeah,
what
is it?
There'll be a podcast?
VR stuff or something. I can't fucking get this VR headset working.
So, I mean, maybe not tech related, but you see the sort of difference between the older generation and the technology and how it's second nature for us, and for even like Bodie's knows how to swipe up. He knows my passcode for my iPhone. YouTube, getting into it. What is the version? I think technology is just a real focus point for a lot of people. But, I mean, there's something that we can't even think of that will be the thing, right?
Well, I wonder if we're going to... Because there seems to be the older someone is, the more politically conservative they are, for the most part, I think. Like, I think that, like... Would you say that or is that not true?
Yeah, I mean, there's... I think it's probably... Maybe it's a...
like older, does older equal...
People can get a bit more conservative as they get older.
Is it like is it just that they stay... But this is what I was wondering. Is it that they're just staying the same? So, for instance, if you think about where the world has gone, the world has moved. Mm. And so it's not that they're getting conservative. They're stayed in whatever progressive or whatever version it was in the 80s or whatever, and now it's just all moving along.
Yeah, maybe it's belief systems that have become solidified and they're not shifting with what's changing. But maybe the other option is that they just don't give a fuck and they just want everyone to be happy and it's just, you know.
So I wonder when I get older whether I'll be seen as like more conservative, if that makes sense, just based on, mate, that's not how we've done it. Like, I just want to do it this way. I don't know. It's just a thought.
Yeah, definitely. Possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I mean, it's funny to think about you as an old conservative. That's what
the thing is that what is now potentially sort of you know, left or like sort of seen as progressive,
yeah,
might in 2050 be considered conservative, right? I don't know.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. And does it become? Does the world become more and more progressive beyond our thinking of what we can actually think about right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've seen a huge shift just in our lifetime of things that we didn't even focus on,
mm-hmm.
but have become a real focal point for, you know, as you become older as an adult. So
you see things like, say, the environment or like animals. So I feel like animals is one where it's like maybe I feel like we could look back and say, okay, all this meat that we've eaten, like that was really bad. Like just think if meat eating was seen like smoking or was seen like a bunch of other things. Like I wonder.
Yeah, we don't know the discoveries that are going to happen that mm-hmm. will shift everybody's thinking. Mm-hmm. So like I was watching a clip of River Phoenix. Do you know who he is? River Phoenix died when I think he was young, 27, heroin overdose. His brother is Joaquin Phoenix, is the Joker, the new one. River was in Sandlot Kids, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Stand By Me, where they're walking along the train tracks.
Mm-hmm.
He was the blonde kid in that, got a leech, you know, where the leech bites the kid's
Stand
dick.
By Me's got Macaulay Culkin in it.
Is it Stand By Me? Is it? Anyway, you
what's
know
his
the
what's
film
his name? River Phoenix? I don't know anyone.
River Phoenix.
I'll tell you
You'd know
what
him, 100%. Young little blonde kid.
Uh-huh.
Sweet as pie, child star, became sort of you know, famous actor.
He's 5'10".
There's a video of him when he was young on a talk show.
Mm-hmm.
This was 30 years ago, talking about the rainforest and the trees being cut down. And it was a scene from today. Like it was...
Did you say Stand By Me? He was in Stand By Me.
Stand By Me, yeah.
What am I thinking of? What was this? What was the one that I was thinking of? My Girl is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So, the point being, I was watching that clip and thinking, I mean, this is what's happening today. Like people have been talking about these issues.
Definitely.
I feel like with the noise now that mm-hmm. they're fresh or they're just like, oh my God, how do people not know about this? This kid was raising all the concerns, the food, mm-hmm. you know, we're cutting down this many trees to create this many hamburgers, where, you know, this many seconds, got this many trees die in the Amazon, whatever. It's amazing because it's identical to what people are saying now. Nothing's changed.
Mm. I remember like watching Nickelodeon and they spoke all about this, like fossil fuels, and there was a whole, like an ad that they would do around it.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I mean, it's obviously coming to the front because we're getting sooner before everything fucking... Like, you see what's happened with COVID and then you're like, oh, okay,
yeah.
Look how unprepared in a lot of ways we were for that or we are for that. You know, yesterday we were talking about the mayor of New York closing down, you know, a bunch of neighborhoods, Cuomo,
again,
the governor.
Yeah.
The governor's come out and said, nah, that's not happening. And so, if you
really?
Think like, yeah. So think about like the tension that's happening politically. Think about the, you know, like, you know, what is fact? What are we doing, guys? What are we doing? What else is there? Any other news? I'm fucking fired up on this coffee that I've made.
just to finish this off, I think we should start taking suggestions from Mr. 97's 21st birthday, which falls on the 1st of November. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Send your suggestions of, you know, a COVID-safe 21st birthday, something we could celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
I have another idea.
Oh, great.
That I wanted to bring to the table, which was yesterday, I thought 31st of October, last day of our walking challenge. Steps challenge, you know, that bleeds into the first, Mason's birthday. The 31st is also Halloween.
Oh, great. So why did I not know this? So we were in, that's great. Like we were in the US on Halloween. We've got the video of us in the parade. Yeah. That was good fun.
What about we do a dress up walk. So we incorporate the walk.
Oh, that's fun.
It's a Halloween themed walk. So you could be like zombies walking or like whatever you want to be, Spider-Man.
Well, so the only risk I'll say is I'm sure that there will be a bunch of attention on Halloween with everything that's happening with COVID that
yeah.
I would say that it will be – it'll probably turn into this protesting. It was like Bree and I – actually, no, I was with Jack the other day and we're walking near Fed Square and there were cops everywhere and we're like, are we about to walk into some sort of protest that we didn't know was happening? So I do worry that potentially, say, like us all walking – in Halloween, I'm sure that there's going to probably be a movement of people saying, yeah, let's get out and about. But I don't know, maybe we'll all be fine. Maybe we'll be able to do it.
Well, we've got to do something. In LA, they've actually banned Halloween. So really? You can't dress up. Yeah, which is sad because the kids, like...
It's sad, but the thing is... But the thing is, yeah, but the thing is, it's like, is it worth the... Like, I think what I've found... I don't know. The thing is that there's probably there's a bunch of people who are saying that this isn't a short term, like us shutting down and all that locking down. This isn't short term. This is going to be painful for many more years to come. But then I guess my viewpoint on it or what I think about is it's like, oh man, like this is the short term thing. We can go out and then have some normality. Whereas if we just keep sort of, if you've got a scab and you just keep fucking picking at it, feels like every time we go out early or we do that, or it's like, oh, you know, we want to do the Halloween thing. It's like we're picking at the scab and it's never going to be able to heal. Whereas if we'll just fucking settle down a little bit.
Well,
but I understand.
We got an update from Paulina who lives in WA. We were wondering yesterday, what's the state over there? What is the state of the
Western
state?
Western Australia.
In terms of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's like nothing's happened.
Yep.
It is. Everything's
no open. Social distancing.
So, so that is the thing. It will get back quite quickly, and so the restrictions hopefully will be eased in Victoria because we're still in lockdown on October 19, which is still a good chunk of time, a week and a half before something like Halloween. Plus, it's not like we're doing it. You know, Los Angeles Halloween March, which is thousands and thousands of people.
We're all going to wear masks and stuff.
10 socially distanced vampires.
Yeah.
You know, walking the streets until after we have to walk. My idea is that we walk through till 12:00 something, you know, to be able to actually celebrate his birthday.
No, I like that idea. We got an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com from Wayne Peters. Hi, Gronks. TJ was correct re-free Mars bar promos. Retailers had to collect the winning wrappers and return them to the supplier to get replacement bars. When I was a manager at the Campbell's Cash and Carry in Geelong, we had hundreds of them come back that we had to replace for the customer and pass back onto Mars reps, who then replaced our stocks. Regards, Wayne. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah,
this is in regards to yesterday's free Mars bar stuff. You'd get a free Mars bar, you'd see it on the packet. I just assumed they would know how many were in each box so they could work it out from a stock level. That's a lot of pressure to put on a small business. Hold on to them.
Dude, it's like when you're doing like you're offering, say, personal trainer offers free PT sessions and then all of a sudden you've got 10 clients in a week that are doing free sessions and you haven't made a cent.
I mean, I even feel that with loyalty cards. I get nervous with loyalty cards at cafes.
Yeah,
I feel like a bit of a prick, but I guess it's like I've earned it,
mate. You have earned it.
Mm-hmm. All right,
and you've earned another coffee, Josh.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to cool it down, put it in the fridge, like the rest of it, because I made a bunch of it. So I've got like jet fuel during the day. Yeah. And so then, but the thing is, so cold drip, cold brew, I think that would mean it's cold brew. I was trying to work out, like, I was Googling how to make cold brew in Mocha Master and things like that. If you've got any suggestions, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. But Bree still wants to have a milky coffee today. So that's what will be happening. After this, hi@thedailytalkshow.com if you want to send us any emails. Too Much Tully has her latest episode out. Make sure to check out Screenplay Sunday as well. On Sunday, we had Hamish Blake, Hump Day Replay. We had Ryan Shelton and what else? One Trick Tony as well is every Thursday. So a new episode will be dropping in a couple of days. Outside of that, enjoy your Monday. Or is it Monday or Tuesday?
It's Tuesday, mate. It's bin day.
Tuesday. It's fucking Tully Day. It's bin day, day and bin, Tully Day.
Bin day at my joint.
awesome, guys. Enjoy your day and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.